Hey guys, I am stoked about this episode of Social Media Secrets. I have a guest who I've actually known for years, even though we haven't been in touch lately. So I'm so excited selfishly that I get to connect with her today. I am bringing Jessica Lorimer onto our podcast today. But first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Awesome, guys. I'm so excited. Now, part of the reason that I'm stoked is because the person that I'm bringing on, Jessica, is none other than one of the most influential sales consultants for female business owners in the world, but she's the UK's most influential, which is absolutely amazing. She helps people scale from six figures to seven. She's been featured in Forbes, City AM, and a We Are the City Most Inspirational Woman, which is amazing. Jess is responsible for helping female business owners scale their six-figure businesses to seven figures using simple, personality-based sales strategies that scale businesses in a sustainable and lifestyle-focused way. And I know this because I've actually taken one of her courses, and it was amazing. So I am so excited. Jess, welcome to Social Media Secrets.
Thank you for having me. And it's so nice to catch up properly. I'm really excited.
Oh my gosh, I am too. And I'm kind of glad that everyone gets to be in on our catch-up, which is really fun.
Exactly.
You've been really busy, obviously, because last time I talked to you, I don't know if you had been, maybe you were featured in Forbes once, but most inspirational woman. Tell me about that. Like, what did that feel like? How did that transpire?
It's so funny because I didn't even know. Somebody emailed me one day and said, "Hey, Jess, did you know that you're a most inspirational woman?" And I was like, "Am I?" And how awful is that? So when I went and looked, We Are the City is actually an amazing organization in the UK, and they represent women and female leaders. And it's really interesting. They have like an entrepreneurship arm, they have a corporate arm. And basically, they had this awards thing that I'd completely missed. I had been nominated and I had won a We Are the City's Most Inspirational Woman Award. And they did this amazing interview with all of the winners from different categories. I won it for the entrepreneurship category. And they did these incredible series of interviews talking about, you know, what is it that has led to your success and things like that. So I'd recommend anyone checking them out. There are some really, really cool people on there.
Wow, that is amazing. So one thing that's always been really refreshing about you is that you're not someone who is like chasing awards. You're not like chasing notoriety in the way that everyone else kind of views it. Like You just do good and serve, and those things chase you, which is really powerful.
I think it's actually the easiest way to be. I think when we get caught up in awards, and you know this, right? You are somebody who has been phenomenal over the last few years at serving your community, doing really well with it, and also picking up a whole host of awards, cough, two comma club. But it's that kind of thing, you know, when you actually put the time and energy into serving your community and you get them the very best results possible, you end up getting awards that you actually have earned, rather than putting yourself forward for a ton of awards and getting really upset when you don't win, which is what we see a lot of. And, you know, one of the things I'm always telling my community is running a business is not about getting a participation trophy. It's not about showing up and, you know, saying, "Oh yeah, well, it's really cool. I've written a book and I've won these awards." If you're not able to pay yourself, if you're not able to retain your profit, and if you're not actually enjoying the business that you've built in the first place.
I think what you said just now is so key. And I know you were one of the first person I ever met that really, really valued profit. Can we talk about the role that profit has played in your business? Because you've scaled to seven figures. I think you're at multiple seven. Well, yeah. I mean, multiple seven figures, and even possibly per year. But let's talk a little bit about profit, because one of the crazy things, so I always relate it to like Mario Kart, and we play Mario Kart. So we'll play like these battles and you can get a ton of points, but if you die before the round is over, you kind of are like you're restarting your score. And so it's not about what you make, it's about what you keep. And so let's talk about what role that's played in your business.
I think that's a really interesting question. It's actually like the first time this year I think I've been asked about profit. So that makes me really happy. Profit is key. And I think we don't talk about enough about it as entrepreneurs. And, you know, I think in my industry, especially in sales, we can be very guilty of saying, oh, make more money. It's going to be much easier to make more money, but actually it's not, you know, and when we start thinking about the entrepreneur journey, you know, you start out and everything that you are doing contributes to your bottom line. So effectively your salary is coming out of that profit and you're kind of looking at it. And generally most people are breaking even or at a loss at that point because they're trading so much time in order to generate the finances. And then as you scale, you start to find that your time, you claw more of that back, you outsource, you hire a team, but your expenses can rocket. So profit's really, really important. And, you know, we've done a few things in my business over the last few years to really focus in on making sure that we retain enough profit just so that if anything ever did happen, you know, if I got really sick, or if, you know, I don't know, we had a natural disaster that required an awful lot of funds to get people back up and running, we'd have enough cash in the bank to make that possible. And I think that's what a lot of people don't think about, especially entrepreneurs, because we're, you know, we're not necessarily the people taking out all the life insurance and the health insurance all the time, especially not the beginning when you want to keep your costs low. So you've really got to be thinking about, the cost of everything in your business, and is it actually making its money back? So the rule that we have in my business is that if you work as part of my team, if it's a piece of software, literally any investment that we make, we look to make double back. So if I pay somebody $1,000 a month, I expect to make two back as a result of what they're bringing to the business. That doesn't mean I'm expecting them to go out and sell for me, but it means that either they are giving me back time that's allowing me to go out and design sales strategies or to be actively selling and make that revenue, or that they're doing something that's contributing to the bottom line themselves. You know, they're working on project work, they're working on sales pages, conversions, that kind of thing.
I think that that's amazing. So it's a sustainable model because then you don't ever have to worry like, is this going to ultimately generate something down the road? It sounds like it's pretty clear cut for you. If it's not generating at least two for everyone, it's just a no.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the thing. And it also makes it really clear for my team. So everyone in my team is rewarded really fairly. We pay above average market rates. And at the end of last year and the end of the year before and the end of the year before that, we gave everybody a bonus to say thank you for, you know, working really hard. So actually giving that clear KPI and making people understand, hey, this is what we're hoping for you to bring to the business in terms of not only your job description and your SLAs, but also in terms of contribution to profit, it gets people excited and it gives them a sense of value and a sense of worth in the company outside of just feeling like, oh, well, I'm just a freelancer, so what do I care?
I love that so much. Now, you are really, really good at one thing that most people kind of dread or avoid, and that is sales. What made you so passionate about sales?
I like human beings. And as somebody who regularly says, I don't like people that much. I'm surprised that came out of my mouth, but I'll quantify it. Like I'm a massive introvert. So for me, spending a whole weekend with a ton of people, it means I need to recharge a lot afterwards. And so for me, I don't enjoy necessarily being the life and soul of the party. But what I do love is I love human behavior. I love understanding why we do what we do, how we react, how we interact with other people, and how we build relationships. And I've always been really interested in that. And, you know, I fell into sales because at 16, I got fired from a coffee shop job. I'm like the only person on the planet to be able to make cold coffee from a coffee machine.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Honestly, 16 cups of cold coffee and then they fired me.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
They were like, we're done. So I fell into working in sales in a jewelry shop opposite. The assistant manager was looking for somebody, and I happened to be helping this lady pick out a piece of jewelry. I was sat on a bench outside, and she was looking through the window, and I asked her what she was looking for, and we got chatting, and eventually we went in the store, and she ended up buying this necklace for her niece. And the assistant manager offered me a job once he realized that I had no idea who this woman was. And I kind of realized over the course of that particular career and then going on to work in corporate sales that it was just that I had this weird addiction to people. I love being nosy. I love knowing more about people. I love understanding all of the different things that make us who we are. And sales is a career that can help you get to know more people and help you understand people's key drivers and motivations. And they're not always what we think they are. So it's just inherently interesting for me.
I love hearing that so much. So when someone says, like, I hate sales, what is your immediate, like, gut reaction to that? What's the first thing that's going to fly out of your mouth?
Everyone hates being sold to, but everyone loves to buy. And I think the majority of us, we've had a lot of bad sales experiences. You know, if you talk to anyone, they will be able to tell you at least two bad sales experiences they've had. But the benefit of having bad sales experiences and therefore feeling like you hate sales makes you a great salesperson, because then you know what not to do. Then you know how you want your customers not to feel. And so you can actually create something that's way better, that makes you feel good and the customer feels good. So I think, you know, you can absolutely hate the way that sales have been done. You can hate that you have been sold too badly, but you can also recognize that there's a great opportunity there to do better.
I love that idea that it doesn't have to be this big, crazy emotional response, but it's more of like, okay, this is just an opportunity to do better.
Exactly that. Exactly that. And if you look at, you know, if you look at the great entrepreneurs, that's what they did. They spotted opportunities to do better. That's what people like you have done. It's what people like Russell Brunson have done. People, you know, Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, like there are whole lists of people that we all admire and respect. And the reality is that we admire and respect them because they spotted an opportunity to turn something around and make us feel good about it.
Oh, I love hearing that. Now, what role has organic social media played in building this incredible multi-7-figure profitable keyword?
Organic social media has been huge. I'm a big fan of paid advertising. I have run a lot of funnels in my business, but I think organic social media has been incredible for establishing know, like, and trust, because we are in, you know, if you're a coach or a consultant or a blogger, anyone that's in a service-based business who operates primarily online, we're getting a lot of flack right now. I don't know about anyone else, but I'm like, I see this in the industry all the time, and everyone's bashing everyone, and everyone's had a bad experience. Everyone's been burnt. And so actually for me, the power of organic social media has been that it's enabled me to get to know people in my community really well, and for them to see my true thoughts and opinions, as opposed to the ones that people might pay to post online. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's such a key thing. It's what comes out kind of naturally. I love that. So one question I have, because I'm curious to know, even like I said, selfishly, I'm glad that we just get to catch up. What's coming up for you? Like, what's next for Jess Lorimer?
So I am about to revolutionize the coaching industry, which is not a small task. I am launching something called Evolve, which is a brand new business experience that I'm very excited about. It's all about hitting goals in a completely different way and revolutionizing the way that we create the next generation of coaches and consultants and service-based business owners to make more money and actually, you know, retain the profit, have a lifestyle that they really want.
That's going to be huge. You know that, right? This is going to be.
I'm very excited. I'm also a bit nervous. I think it's one of those things. I think we have to be really honest about that. At any level, you're always going to create something that makes you cringe a little bit because you think, oh, this is going to be a button pusher. And for me, that's what Evolve is going to be. And, you know, we've run a huge research survey in the industry. We've done a global research survey on the reasons that women are not making as much money. We've done this huge amount of research into entrepreneurship globally and what we're actually equating to the global economy and how we can push it up. And now we've got to put that research into practice, which is going to be really, really exciting.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to see it unfold. It's going to be so cool to see.
I can't wait. I will, I'll let you know what the results are like when the research survey comes out and everyone lynch mobs.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know what? It's going to be worth it. Anytime that you disrupt an industry, there's massive resistance, but I know that if anyone is built for taking it head on, that's you.
I'm really excited. I'm really grateful. I will remind myself of that when I'm inevitably sat here eating Ben and Jerry's the day before we launch thinking, oh my God, but Rachel said it'll be okay. So it's all going to be good.
Oh my gosh, for sure. Well, Jess, where can people learn more about you and what you're up to?
Awesome. If you want to come and learn more about selling and how to sell without being a total sleazeball, then you can head over to my podcast. It's called the Smart Leader Sell Podcast. You can find it on iTunes or any other podcast player of your choice. We don't discriminate against Androids over on the Smart Leader Sell Podcast, which is always quite nice. But you can find me there and you can listen to anything that's going to make your life with regards to sales a little bit easier.
Amazing. Well, Jess, thank you so much for joining us. This has been really, really nice to just hear your voice again and catch up.
It's been so good to speak to you. And, you know, as always, happy to chat whenever you will.
Beautiful. All right, everyone, you heard it here that Jess is someone you want to follow, especially with sales and as she revolutionizes the coaching industry. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson. Bye, guys.
This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside.